bit gray and a little bit early at this part of the world to celebrate Easter, and not too much looks like it's come alive yet, we are to be alive today, just as we celebrate Jesus overcoming death. We are to sing a song throughout this day, and yes, even throughout our lives, even when it may not be easy or seem appropriate. For we are a people of hope, a people who believe in the risen Lord, who's overcome all of the things that look like death has a stay. For death has no sting, we hear from Scripture. Even though many of us at times are afraid of it, and it's very natural that at times we should be, this is the feast that overcomes that fear, and is the feast in who you and I should believe time after time after time. But it isn't always easy, because life seems difficult, and it is at times for us, even those of us who believe. But that is because death is a part of life, but not the conquering force. Death and all of its different forms is a reality that we embrace, through which we can learn something about putting aside what doesn't belong in our lives and recognizing again what does. Jesus belongs in our lives. Hope belongs in our lives. Fear, though it sometimes has a place, needs to be replaced by the power and presence of Jesus in our lives and in our world. For God knows our world needs a reminder so frequently of the power of Christ's resurrection. Even in the difficult moments of our lives, you and I are to speak the truth that Jesus has overcome death and restores us all if we will only come to Jesus with faith and trust. And as we do that, when we come to Jesus with faith and trust, our hope in the power of God's life is restored. The power of Jesus overcoming evil is assured, and it gives purpose to the work that you and I do when we leave this church today. Not only to sing Alleluia, but to be people who believe enough in Alleluia to teach others how good it is that people of faith can come together to trust each other, to know each other, and to be willing to build a better world. Remember that what the gospel tells us today is that Peter and John came to an empty tomb. There was no surety there for them in that moment. The tomb was simply empty. It took them a while on that day to begin to hear the story of Jesus overcoming death and being seen by some people, and then having that transform them, their lives enough that they could begin to share the story. Today's gospel is not a gospel of guarantee. It's a gospel of the power of question in our lives and our willingness to see that answers can come through the faith that we have been given as a gift in baptism, as well as our trust that God moves through the world in goodness and love with all people. I think it's important for us to recall some of the other stories that followed this day, according to the scriptural texts. Jesus was seen by several people, but he wasn't recognized by any of them at first. He was thought by Mary Magdalene to be the gardener. He was thought by two people journeying on their way home to Emmaus to be a stranger who was simply walking with them. He was seen to be a stranger on the shore by the disciples when they went out to fish, probably Monday or Tuesday or whatever day it was after the day of the real resurrection. Jesus was thought to be a fisher who was cooking fish for other people. Jesus was seen as an ordinary other person, not recognized as the friend that he had been to them before. The question for you and me, I suspect, as we go out into the world today trying to be Alleluia people, is who we will see the face of Jesus in today as we meet a stranger or a friend or a family member, but are willing to see them in a new way, are able to see them in a new way, can in fact see them as the face of Christ that we know to be true beyond the obvious. For from this day forward and each Easter after, we're called to live beyond the obvious, beyond the ordinary, beyond the things we can take control of, and finally let God take control of our lives enough to transform the world so it can become what the promise of Jesus said it would be, a place where all people are welcomed, a place where no one is a stranger, a place where all people are loved because of the goodness of God moving through our lives. There's a wonderful little prayer that a woman by the name of Marianne Williamson wrote in her book, Illuminated Prayers, and I like to use it every so often, so I'd like to end today's homily with it. She writes, "Dear God, may all the changes that would shift this world away from sorrow and into peace, away from violence and into love, away from darkness and into light, now happen. Now, not later. Now. May a great and glorious light emerge and show us all the way. May our eyes look up at an illumined sky and see a sign that means have hope and pray. For Jesus himself has found his way to you. Not later, now. May every tear be wiped away, and every heart begin to gladden, and every life be healed by love. Now, not later, now. We pray and say thanks, for we are heard. God hears us, now, not later. Now, amen, and happy Easter.